This is Books and Arts Daily with Michael Cathcart, and a whole show dedicated today to the subject of sweat, part of a series we're doing on blood, sweat and tears. Well, of all the visual arts, large scale sculpture involves, I guess, the most sweat. Because as we know, sculptors like to make very big things, which means that they're very, very heavy things. Suzanne Donisthorpe went to Fundair, the fine art foundry in West Footscray in Melbourne, where they make the mother of all big sculptures. Here she is.
I'm Cameron McIndoo. I'm a foundry technician, or a bronze foundry worker. I make sculptures in bronze.
You work me so hard that my back's near broke.
And you make very big sculptures in bronze, don't you, quite often?
Often they are large, yes, over life size.
So they would be seen perhaps at the MCG or outside a church. There seems to be a lot of religious figures in your work.
Yeah, a lot of religious figures, a lot of sports figures, Anzac figures or army figures, a few politicians, not too many of them, luckily, and occasional horse and rider.
So let's go through the process. How does it all begin?
The artist models it in clay, and then I make a silicon rubber mould. We make a wax replica of the clay, and then we coat that in a ceramic shell. We then fire that in a kiln, melt out the wax, which is why it's called the lost wax process. Then we pour the bronze in the cavity, smash the shell off, and we've got the bronze piece that we need. We do large pieces in up to 10 separate pieces, and then we weld them all together.
So this is quite hard physical work, isn't it? The grinding and the pouring and all that kind of stuff. You need to be a bit fit, don't you?
Yeah, I don't need to go to the gym.
And how hot is the metal?
We pour it around about 1100 Celsius. So obviously we have to wear a lot of protective gear. Overalls, cotton overalls, obviously some good quality boots, leather aprons and jackets, and then polycarbonate face shields.
And you don't want to do this on a very hot day, do you?
We try and avoid the super hot days, but if we have to work on a hot day, we just keep hydrated. We drink a lot of water. And actually, once you start sweating, it's not such a bad thing. It kind of feels okay. Mould making generally takes about 3 or 4 days for a large piece. Let's say we're talking about one of the MCG pieces. And then the wax working, another 3 or 4 days, and then the artist needs to come in and touch it up. The shelling process, because we have to dry between each coat, again another 3 or 4 days. You need to burn it out in the kiln for a couple of days. Then casting is very, very quick. I mean, we bury it in a sandbox, we pour the metal in, which will take less than 30 seconds for a large piece. Then after we've water blasted it and cleaned it all up and got it ready for welding, that takes a few weeks it would take to weld up one of those MCG pieces and then clean it up. And also often there's a structural element to it where you need to put a stainless steel armature fixing point, especially with the runners and people who are very off balance.
Yes, because a lot of your pieces, I'm looking at a piece behind you, which is Lou Richards, the famous Collingwood football player, and he's on one foot. His foot is actually on an angle. His other foot's behind him, and he's balancing. But how much would he weigh?
He'd probably weigh about 250. There's probably about 80 kilos of stainless steel in there as well, keeping him from falling.
What's the sweatiest part of your job, you think?
Oh, it's definitely pouring the metal. A lot of people say to me, oh, it must be a great job in winter. And really it's not, because you end up with wet clothes in the cold, and that's worse than being sweaty in summer.
the very sweaty Cameron McIndoo, the artist technician who leads the Melbourne team, who make up those large-scale bronze figures sculpted by Lewis Lauman and Liz Johnson, sculptures that you might see in plays as well, such as the MCG. He was speaking there with Suzanne Donisthorpe. Art historian Chris McAuliffe is with me throughout this show. Have you got a favourite bronze figure? Are those sporty types?
Strangely, I quite like the Lee Matthews one that's outside of the
MCG.
MCG. Not that I have any great affection for Lee Matthews, but there's something in the stocky, chunky proportions.
So for listeners around Australia, right around the circuit of the MCG outside, there are a lot of these bronze figures that we've just heard about there, how they're made. And they're all sporting people. And some of them just look like photos that have been turned by some sort of 3D process into 3D. But some of them are quite gripping. And Lee Matthews is very brawny. There's a good one of Don Bradman too, walking with his bat raised.
Yeah, the risk with those sculptures is they look like a footy card that's just been converted into a statue. And interestingly for Sydney listeners, I mean, that was one of Basil Sellers' other projects, is he sponsored the erection of sculptures like that around the SCG, and he's also working in Adelaide as well. And, you know, that totemic form of the athlete is something that's making a bit of a comeback, I think. Interestingly, the artists who enter the Sellers Prize don't go for the totemic image of the triumphant athlete. They're much more interested in the culture of the game, the spectators and so on. But at the stadium, you want to see your heroes strutting their stuff.
This is Books and Arts Daily. I'm Michael Cathcart with Dr. Chris McAuliffe.